The war against Iraq may be compromising the Bush administration in another war it's waging, the war against drugs. David Zucchino reports in the Philadelphia Inquirer that our new Gulf ally, Syria, is a major player in the drug trade in the Middle East. He says the Syrian army helps the trafficking of hashish and opium out of Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. David Zucchino covered the Middle East from 1982 to 84. He later won a Pulitzer Prize for his reporting from South Africa. He told me the Bekaa Valley produces about 75% of the world's hashish.
Most of it goes to Europe, I'm told, with some of it coming across to Canada and then even smaller amounts coming into the United States. But Europe is the main market. And also the Middle East, places like Egypt, Lebanon, and even Syria use some of it. There is a domestic market as well.
And there's also a growing opium trade coming out of the Bekaa.
Right, which is something fairly new. I was in the Bekaa Valley in 82, 83, 84, and what you would see on the ground there is just fields and fields of marijuana plants and the stuff piled onto the trucks and moving around, and poppies weren't as evident then. But according to the DEA and the State Department, it's really taken off in the last few years. It didn't really exist before 76, before the Syrians came in. And now is getting to be a pretty significant production point.
Well, how do you think Syria has helped foster the growth in opium production?
When I was there in 82, 83, 84, they were, they still do now, they controlled the checkpoint, military checkpoint, so they controlled access in and out of the valley, in and out of Syria and up to the ports. And they would just take bribes or payments in return for letting the stuff go through. I don't think there's any indication that the Syrians or the military is actively involved in the growing or even in the distribution. The traffickers take care of that, but it's in the money end of it, basically payoffs to let it go through and taking their share, their cut.
So they're not involved in actually trafficking the drug or producing it, but just
facilitating
their hands.
Is what, yeah, more than that, but demanding, so much. And it seems to be a fairly regulated official, X amount of dollars per kilo or that it's a set scale.
How high up does it appear to go in the Syrian military, this tacit cooperation with drug traffickers?
When I was in Lebanon, there were constant rumors and constant talk of Rifat Assad, who is the brother of Hafez Assad, the president, being directly in charge of the military operations there. He was at that time head of the security end of the government, and he may still be, I'm not sure, but there were persistent reports at that time that he was directly involved. And when I talked to the State Department people for this story, they indicated they had heard the same thing, but that they don't have any confirmation of that, but they have been hearing it.
He would be very close to President Assad.
He's very closely trusted by the president, who only has, from what I understand, a small circle of people that he really has a lot of confidence in. And Rifat is evidently a fairly ruthless character in his own right, from all the stories you hear about him.
In another famous case of a country and its leader playing a role in drug trafficking in Panama, the U.S. took quite decisive action in trying to stop it. How does the U.S. reconcile its action in Panama with its failure to take action in Syria?
Right. Well, that was the obvious question, and I put that to a man from the Assistant Secretary of State who's in charge of international drug issues, and he said that the two situations really couldn't be compared, and the main reason he gave was that there is no direct evidence that President Assad is directly profiting from the drug business, whereas he says that we had definite proof of Noriega personally profiting it to the tune of millions of dollars, and they were able to make a case, a legal case in the U.S. against Noriega, and he said there's not enough evidence to do the same thing against Assad. And what he didn't say is obviously we're not about to go in and try to steamroll over Syria the way we could with Panama. It's just not possible, and obviously we're not going to do that.
Well, especially now that Syria is our newfound ally in the Gulf crisis.
Yeah. Which,
what role do you think that plays in their
very important, which was the reason I wanted to do this story, is to put that question to the State Department. And basically the line that they give is that it's the war, the need to maintain this coalition has overshadowed all other concerns. They don't necessarily say that they're giving up on pressuring Assad. And in fact, they say we've made repeated complaints and repeated confrontations with the Syrians in the past over the drug issue, and we will continue to do so in the future. But when Bush met with Assad in November in Geneva, obviously the crucial goal was to get Syria allied against Iraq. And Bush at the time even mentioned that he had differences with Assad over terrorism, but that he was willing to work with anybody who would take a stand against Iraqi aggression. And the State Department said drugs were not brought up at that meeting because there were other concerns.
Why hasn't the U.S. taken action against Lebanon, which is actually doing the shipping?
Well, the obvious reason is because there's no real functioning government in Lebanon. It's a country that's where most of its territory, or a good deal of its territory, is controlled by Syria militarily. There are individual Lebanese traffickers who are profiting from it, but they have no idea how to reach these people as long as they stay inside Lebanon. As I mentioned before, we really have no presence there. We barely have an embassy there, and we certainly don't have much in the way of intelligence capabilities. A lot of those were wiped out in 83 when the American embassy was bombed. A lot of our CIA people were killed in that explosion, and we've never had particularly good intelligence in that area for obvious reasons.
The alliance with Syria is fairly recent, and yet the drug trafficking has been going on at least since the mid-80s. What has the U.S. been doing up till now?
Up to now, all we've done and all we've been able to do, really, given the fact that there is no government in Lebanon to complain to, and given the fact that the Syrians control the Bekaa Valley, we have formally complained and confronted them with it. And the State Department admits that we've got no results, that in fact the Syrians have promised that if they caught any military officers involved in drug trafficking, they would prosecute them, but it hasn't happened. They've even gone so far as to cooperate on a very low level with the DEA in Cyprus with some low-level training courses, but other than that, have done absolutely nothing. And it was easy to complain in the days when Syria was the great Arab enemy, and these were the people who were accused of facilitating or involvement in the Lockerbie air bombing and the attacks on the American embassy and the American Marines in Beirut. But it's not so convenient now.
And this isn't the only issue, as you say. There's also terrorism.
Well, the one problem in the past has been and legitimate concern on the part of our government that if we offended Syria, it may make it more difficult to get our hostages out of Lebanon. The groups holding these people are directly aligned with Iran, but Syria at least claims to have some influence over these people, and the fact that they control the Bekaa Valley and control most of Lebanon and Beirut gives some credence to that. And you have to keep that in mind if you want to try to get these people out. So that's been a problem in the past, and it's still a problem now, but that's been totally overshadowed again by our need to have Syria in the alliance against Iraq.
And when a story like this comes out, I would think there would be a concern because during Vietnam, Vietnamese were selling drugs to American troops. Our Vietnamese allies
right.
were selling marijuana and opium. And is there a potential for our Syrian allies to find a market in the troops that are there?
Well, the DEA and the State Department are worried about it, and the Defense Department has assigned some people to work with the DEA to make sure drugs from any source, and including from Syria and the Bekaa, that don't get into these 500,000 troops who are on the ground there. They do have the advantage of Saudi Arabia being a close society. There are drug tests now in the military that didn't exist during the Vietnam era, but given that, they do admit that they're concerned and they're taking actions. They won't describe what actions they're taking, but you can imagine some of them. And so it is, yeah, it is a concern.
Mm-hmm. So this would be a chance to make an inroad in a very large...
Yeah, I'm sure they would love to with that that group of population there. And also the State Department's drug people say that there is a small but steady increase in the use of drugs by Saudi, particularly well-to-do Saudi youth. That cocaine and hashish are making some inroads.
David Zucchino is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He won a Pulitzer Prize for his reporting from South Africa. This is Fresh Air.